Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News Radio. I'm talking to Ken Greenberg and John Hill. We're talking about a concept of insurance that does not presently exist. And to put it in short terms, it's association coverage. And it's not something that was never there. It isn't there now, though. And we were talking about the cost that has been incurred by using these different formulas and how it's actually gotten worse, even with Obamacare. And not that Obamacare was the total problem, but it was part of the problem. But I want to talk to you about what Bernie Sanders is contemplating. He's talking about expanding Medicare. Now, having been on Medicare for a few years, I know that it's been working out very well for me. So,
yes, it does.
And you know, they say it's going to go broke in 10 years, but that could be easily remedied by just jacking up the price of it. And it's not costing a lot of money right now, so it probably will work.
But there's an interesting thing there.
But if you expand it to connect with people of all ages, what does that mean? Financially, you guys got any idea?
I tell you what I think it means. I think it means the country goes completely bankrupt. I think the unfunded liabilities in Medicare—it's only $140 trillion. You think about this. The amazing thing is, on Medicare, if you're on Social Security,
if you take the present system and don't increase the taxes, it will. But how much are you paying for your family coverage? Is it $13,000 a year?
Yeah, but you know what you're missing? How much are you paying for your Medicare now? It's probably $1,128 a year. A year.
I think it's around $110 a month.
Yeah, but remember, I'm working. Everybody on payroll is also paying into that Medicare, so you don't see the full amount. Where is all that money going? We all pay into Medicare, and there's no limit like the Social Security.
No, I understand that. But you're right now paying $13,000, $14,000 for family coverage a year.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I increased your taxes by $7,000 and you didn't have to pay that, you'd be better off, wouldn't you?
Why would that be better?
Why would that be better?
Yeah.
Seven is less than 13.
But why do you think 7,000?
It's called arithmetic.
But the arithmetic doesn't work. If it costs $13,000 now, what makes you think, with the government running it, that you could do it for seven?
Well, because you don't have old guys like me who sold insurance making money on it, and you don't have the ripoffs from the company itself.
And you have no bureaucracy in D.C.
Right now in Medicare, and it works.
Well,
it does.
I can tell you, in Manhattan, there are a lot of people. And I was at a luncheon with them. I wasn't looking for this conversation. I overheard them saying, well, no doctor takes Medicare. I said, excuse me, what did you say? This was on the Upper East Side. And they said, no doctor takes Medicare. I said, how do you pay for it? They said, well, we have to do it the old-fashioned way. We go, we pay the doctor, and then we submit to Medicare, and we get whatever Medicare. They won't accept what Medicare is paying anymore.
So I live in Huntington, which is not exactly. I live in Centerport. It's not a depressed, a poor area.
Are you in the Vanderbilt home there?
How'd you know? And anyway, what I'm saying is, you and I and John live in places where we're not in a poverty area, and I don't know a doctor, not one, that will not take Medicare, not one. Now, the Upper East Side is maybe a special case.
The rent is a little higher, I suppose, so that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are used to making $1 million a year, and they're not going to make $1 million a year taking a bunch of guys our age into their lair, unless they can charge extra.
Well, it depends what we need done to us, right?
That's true.
Well, you need a frontal lobotomy, I think.
Thank you, Ernie. Let's put it this way. Based on what I see in the effectiveness of the post office versus a UPS.
Oh, don't give me that one. I love that one.
Or the VA. The VA is our perfect example. Stay on healthcare. The VA is the perfect example of what government-run healthcare could be.
Absolutely.
Veterans are waiting. John's a veteran. No, you could drop dead waiting to get in there. Many people have.
Do you go to the VA?
No, I don't.
You don't? Why?
Because I felt the other people needed it more than I do, and I was in a better position financially.
Well, I know guys who go to the VA, and they don't wait. This is Northport. Now, I know it's not Arizona.
Yeah, and Northport may be a little different. But, you know, here's the thing.
My son-in-law comes up from North. My brother-in-law comes up from North Carolina to go to our VA.
Our VA works. And I talked to Peter King about it. I talked about Israel.
No, Peter King says the Northport VA is a pretty good thing. But you're talking about, there'll always be, even in the school districts, there's probably a couple of good schools.
St. Albans works, too.
You know, but here's the thing. If you had a choice, and you could go, you needed knee surgery. You could go to the hospital for special surgery, or you could go to a VA hospital. Where are you going? Be honest, Ernie. If hospital for special surgery for your knee surgery, you had a choice. You could go to hospital for special surgery, or NYU, or Cornell. Or you go to the VA. Where do you go? Be honest.
It depends on what, you know.
Where do you go, John, if you had the choice?
The hospital special.
Thank you. Now, I said to Peter King once, and it was a limbo breakfast, if you remember, right when the whole thing broke. I said, why don't we just get rid of it? Donate the hospitals. Donate them. Give, like, Northport to North Shore LIJ. Give Arizona to some big, well-run hospital system. You're not closing it. Those people all still have jobs. But you know it's going to be run more efficiently, and people
no,
will get
not.
In.
You think they're efficient?
You don't think North Shore LIJ is more efficient than the VA?
Oh, come
Ernie?
On. Come on, Ernie. My daughter
Let's
works
be there. Earnestly speaking now, not just speaking.
Don't throw that at me. By the way, you know, just a little sidebar.
Yeah.
The post office.
Yes.
We spent billions and billions making that very effective, and it is.
Modernized.
We make more money on the post office parcels than anybody in the industry.
That's true.
That's true.
Except the post office itself loses money every
year. No,
they,
not,
they
not,
don't lose money.
They don't?
You know what?
Where are they making money?
Congress put in a pension demand of $5 billion
a year. I thought it's $10 billion a year.
Well, it may have been, but I know they're short $5
billion. Oh.
They're short $5 billion. We don't need... And you know what that is? That's funding people who are... for 75 years out. They're funding pensions for people who haven't been born yet. And that was all designed to cave in the post office so UPS and FedEx could take it over.
You're saying Congress did that?
Congress is in the pockets of these corporations.
Oh.
If you don't believe that, then you need a little education.
And well, I will say
come
this.
To me, I
have had trouble believing they want to bankrupt the post office so
they want to bankrupt and steal it. They want to steal your. You want to steal what your 49 cents bought.
But I do know that it's really the pension liability, which they have to fund the 1st of January. January 2nd, they got to put the whole $10 billion aside.
Yeah.
But then there's an indictment there on the pension plan for the postal employees. But that's another show, Ernie.
Here's another show. Here's another thing. The Congress says that the post office can't fly airplanes, so they have to bring that portion of their business over to UPS.
All what you're saying is we should have less regulation and Congress should do less, not more, and we wouldn't have these problems.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm hearing.
They should get the hell out of the post office business because they made it a semi-private corporation to get it off the books, and then they decided to cave it in. This is a travesty.
That would be true. That would be true. We would be better off with ponies.
I don't believe it.
Ernie,
he agreed with me.
Well, not exactly. Just that it's a travesty. Maybe we're better off with ponies. John do some talking. He hasn't said much yet.
Well, I'm listening to this. I'm earnestly thinking about what you guys are saying.
Well, let's just do this, though. Part of what we should also remind folks, so what John did with the LIASB, the Long Island Advancement of Small Business, for which the man takes no money. He's really a saint doing great work to help little businesses, you know, flourish or make it, is, you know, he's aligned with your... Limbo, Long Island, Mid-Suffolk.
He's as poverty-stricken as I am.
Yeah, he's got a couple of chambers of commerce, the Alert Long Island. There's a few organizations the MacArthur Business Alliance. I don't remember them all. About 9 different groups.
11. There's 11 different groups.
Okay. Well, it's growing, see?
It's growing. And if we can get the group that we talked about today, we have 28,000 more people on board.
Well, I just want to put a message out to the people who are listening to this who own businesses and know know that there's something happening, and they should align themselves with
someone. We're trying to get health insurance reformed somewhat so it's more affordable for those smaller businesses. John, what's the statistics on the small business? Because remember, we're talking under 100 employees. He's got the numbers. He's got it laminated here.
Well, if you want to talk about how many businesses there are, 98.6% are less than 49 employees on Long Island.
Wow. 98.6%
under 49 employees. You're talking tens of thousands of businesses, and it's a struggle.
Or even individuals' shops.
Right. But what I started to say before, and I think you changed the question. So if you're like even on a big realtor group, let's say a Douglas Elliman, which has a lot of offices, you're talking about they're all not on a payroll. They're contract employees. They can't even buy group coverage.
And that's the people we have to help
protect. Discriminating against those folks.
Thanks for coming in on this. This is a really good topic, John. And Ken, and this is Earnestly Speaking. This is Ernie Fazio, and we're on LI News Radio. Thanks for listening, folks.